We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The Go Huskies podcast is presented by Air Van Moving, the official mover of Husky Athletics, and your next move.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Thank you for participating tonight. We will now begin with an opening statement from Coach Cook and then go to questions. Use this time to use the raise hand function to indicate you would like to ask a question. When you are called on for your question, please state your name and affiliation first. Coach, please give us a brief opening statement, and then we will go to questions.
Congratulations to the Kentucky Wildcats, a team that's been playing at a really high level just the entire season. We got to see them at the end of their season last year, and the improvement is just unbelievable in so many spaces. And we knew it was going to take a lot. We knew it was going to take a lot to be able to side out with them for long periods of time, and we were able to do that for good portions of time, but you know, unfortunate to let that third set get away from us. And then again, just their steadiness. You know, I thought we served the ball again at a really high level, especially in those first three sets. And they were able to weather those storms. But yeah, proud of our group. How can you not be? You know, just getting this program back to this level and competing hard against an outstanding Kentucky team. And so a lot of gratitude for the women in that locker room.
Thank you. Now we will go to questions from the media. Use the raise hand function to indicate you want to ask a question. When called upon, please state your name and affiliation first. Our first question is from Andy. Please unmute yourself and ask your question now.
Hi, Keegan. Andy Amashta from The Daily. Obviously a great run for you guys this season. Just in general, you know, you guys have made a comebacks kind of a ritual for you guys this year. What was that energy going into that fourth set like? Did you feel that same kind of energy?
Yeah, just a lot of belief, you know, just no panic whatsoever. Frustration initially with how we let that third set get away, but certainly no panic from our group. I think the start of that fourth set was actually going okay. But again, a team like Kentucky is going to test every aspect of your game, you know, and, you know, from individual defense to, you know, hitter coverage, all these little spaces. You know, we've come a long way with our group. We've gotten good at a lot of big things that are important. There's some little spaces that we've got to get a lot better in. And you know, I know that our athletes are bum right now, but after that, there'll be a lot of motivation in a short off season to come back better than we were.
Definitely. And, you know, speaking of the future, you know, you guys make another improvement this year, getting to the Final Four. Those next steps, what do they look like, especially with, like you mentioned, this shortened offseason coming up?
Yeah, bunch of little things. You know, I think our ball control from an individual defense standpoint can improve. I think we can create more opportunities to score. And again, I thought our offense got a bit more complex and effective this year. And there's still another level, I think, for us to go. But yeah, like I said, we were good in a lot of spaces, but we need to be better in a couple little things that take time to develop. And I have confidence that we'll get back to work after we catch our breath here.
Awesome. And then real quick, speaking of that third set, obviously the net violation no call has to kind of stand out. What were your thoughts on the play and how did that affect the team after that moment?
You know, in these matches, you know, when it's close, if you let it be close, then things outside of your control can affect the outcome, and that's always disappointing. We had a good lead there, and I thought we had a couple good chances to take some swings. I thought Kentucky played outstanding defense. I thought they made some very bold calls along the net, and they stayed steady with their serving. And, you know, again, I don't think people understand who that team was last year and who that team is this year. So I just only give them credit for chasing us down in that third set. And if it was close and there were some calls that weren't made, that's just what happens, you know, when things are close.
And then, sorry, one more thing real quick. Obviously, you used your last challenge to win the point earlier in the third set, but that meant you had none left. You know, what was the kind of game plan thinking about using your challenge where you did? And obviously, do you regret it at the end?
You know, I'm not usually one to use challenges too early, but at the same time, you know, I want our athletes to know I'm fighting for every point. And when you're playing a team like Kentucky, you're fighting for every point, whether it's early in a set or late in a set. I've never been someone to believe in having different behaviors because of a score. So yeah, could it have been a mistake? Maybe. You know, that's volleyball. I think all the challenges that I made were correct. And so, you know, that's just what it is.
Awesome. Thank you for the time.
Our next question is from Larry Stone. Please unmute yourself and ask your question now.
Hi, Keegan. I know that the loss is fresh and stings and all that, but how would you sum up the season and what you accomplished when you look back on it?
Yeah, we've had a hell of a tournament. Sorry for the language. I don't know if there's a whole lot of emotion left at this point. We've been working really hard for these past 10 days. You know, we recruited a lot of these kids, you know, with the commitment to compete in Final Fours, you know, and it's a commitment that gets thrown around pretty lightly in our sport. And to really pursue it takes all of you. And these kids, they made that commitment. We made that commitment to them, and we got back here. And it just says everything about them. You know, when we left each other at the start of the pandemic, the conversation was about legacy. How are they going to be remembered? You know, these are players that have 2 or 3 years left in their careers, and they're already thinking about what they're going to contribute to the program. What are they going to be known for? And I think that's how you know you have the right people in the program.
Quick follow-up. You had played 15 sets going into this. They had played 9. Was there any did you sense that maybe you ran out of gas? Was there anything to that at all?
I didn't sense the I think their physicality is just impressive. You know, they're a physical group, and I thought we defended quite well at the net for long stretches of time. You know, they also have some great off-speed shots that really make you make decisions. You're either going to get the tip or you're going to defend the high line. You're either going to stand deep for when they go high hands or you'll be ready for the roll shot. I just think they use their physicality in such a good way that you're making a lot of either-or choices. And it's just a lot of pressure. And again, I'm impressed with our ability to hang in there for long stretches and side out with them.
Thank you.
Our next question is from Scott Hansen. So you can unmute yourself now and ask your question.
Hey coach, you know, that point with the clear net violation was so pivotal. You know, you win that point, it's 23-20. It seemed like you got the momentum really turned after that point. Did you, because the players obviously see it too, did you sense the momentum turn at that spot?
No, I just thought, man, here we are. We're in row 6, and we got to take a good hard swing against a well-formed block with a bunch of really good defensive specialists behind it. That was kind of all I was thinking about in that moment. I certainly was frustrated with things outside of my control, which is never when you're at your best. But, you know, momentum is not something that we really believe in or talk about, if I'm being honest, and maybe that's controversial. But we just want to be really good in all conditions. We don't want our behaviors to change based on scores. And I didn't think they did. I think Kentucky made plays to chase us down there at the end. And we can all look back on choices that we made and should we have set this person there or that person there or hit this shot versus that shot. But great teams make plays. They made plays.
Thank you.
Our next question is from Lincoln Arneal. So you can unmute yourself now and ask your question.
Hi, Coach. Lincoln Arneal with the Omaha World Herald. There's only been 10 schools that have won a national championship, Washington being one of those. Just how difficult is it? You guys came close tonight. How difficult is it to win a national title in this sport?
Yeah, it's the margins. Anyone will tell you that the margins are incredibly thin, and I think they get thinner every year. You know, the physicality that's showing up all over the country is unbelievable, and it's matched with some really high skill. You know, again, just I don't think people recognize just how skilled these athletes are in addition to their athleticism. And so when you really look at the numbers and look at the margins and the side-out percentages, you realize that you're talking about a player's fourth or fifth skill. You know, you want your players to have one or two really good weapons. They want to have a strong identity. But at this level, you're talking about what's your third skill look like? What's your fourth skill look like? Because those are the plays that are going to determine whether you win 25-3 or win 23-25. And so, again, I am excited that I get to coach this group in just a couple months. I'm already thinking about just the little spaces that we can round them off. But I love their identities. I love their intangibles. And, yeah, that's the space I'm in right now.
Thank you.
Our next question is from Cindy Nash. So you can unmute yourself now and ask your question.
Coach, as of a little bit ago, almost the entire team was planning on returning next season. What do you think that means for this team after this season ends and a new one starts soon?
Yeah, there's got to be, you know, we got to get it right. We don't have a lot of time, honestly. You know, there has to be a portion of rest. These kids, they need to rest. They need to spend time with their families. They need to get the perspective of what they've done this season. And then it'll be a quick turnaround, and we won't have the time that we normally have to develop and make changes. And so we'll have to have the intensity, you know, whether that's in, you know, the voluntary stuff they do in July or in our training camp in August. But certainly the mindset is going to be this stage right here. And how do we get back to here? What were we missing in this moment? That's kind of what I think is coming up in the next 4 or 5 months.
Our next question is from Lee Fenswag. So if you'd like to unmute yourself now, you can do so and ask your question.
Kagan, since you don't have a dog in the hunt, could you offer just a quick analysis of Kentucky playing either Wisconsin or Kentucky playing Texas?
Either matchup's going to be great volleyball. This whole tournament's going to be great volleyball, Lee, and I think you're just going to see, you know, like you did tonight, you're just going to see tremendous skill and athleticism, all the things that make this sport, I think, the best in the world. And I expect some incredibly powerful attacking, some great defense. But yeah, how lucky are all of us to have had this opportunity to have this tournament here in Omaha? I've learned so much from it about just what the potential is for our sport. And you've heard me talk enough about the changes that I think we need to make in order to make the experience great for the athletes. But yeah, it's going to be, you can't miss it. You can't miss it. And good luck to all the teams participating.
Our final question will be from Larry Bott. So if you could unmute yourself now, you can ask your question.
Coach, just wonder if you could tell me, what makes Madison Lilly so good? Is there any one thing that makes her special?
Yeah. players of that caliber don't rely on one thing, I don't think. You know, I think just her entire skill set, all six skills, along with some intangibles and leadership, are what make Madison a good player. You think she put them all on display, from her defense to her blocking to her serving. And I think what a great matchup that was for fans, just two of the best setters in the game doing what they do best. And I loved watching our kid go, and it was a great match by Madison as well.
Thanks.
Thank you, Coach, tonight. We will be joined momentarily by Ella Mae Powell, so please use this time to raise or lower your hand as necessary. We are now joined by Ella Mae Powell. Use the raise hand function to indicate you would like to ask a question. When you are called on for your question, please state your name and affiliation first. Our first question is from Andy. Please unmute yourself and ask your question now.
Hey, Ella. Thanks for the time. Andy Amashita from The Daily. Appreciate you doing this. Obviously, you know, everything's still pretty fresh and everything, but you know, reflecting back on the season, you guys have had a great tournament run. What have been some of the positives, especially playing in the environment you guys have had recently?
I think just being able to see how this team overcomes challenges, just anything that is thrown at us, that we've handled it with a lot of grace. What's cool about it is that we have a big team coming back, so we're losing Maria, but everybody else will be back, so that's exciting to kind of have that to look forward to.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks.
Ella Mae, could you please speak on the unique season you had and kind of what this year has meant to you?
This year has been amazing. I mean, it hasn't looked exactly as I would have drawn it out, but it's taught me a lot, other than volleyball, just a lot of perspective about life, that things can get taken from you in an instant, and just a nice reminder that that this game that we play, that we love, is a gift, and that it can be taken away. And so just playing hard for your teammates, playing hard for yourself, knowing the work that you've put in, yeah.
Our next question is from Lincoln Arneal, so if you could unmute yourself now and ask your question, you can do so.
Oh, man, what was it like being on the court for that second set when you had that big rally? What was working for you well, and what's kind of the emotion and energy on the court during that run?
I think the difference between the first and the second set was we had a lot more control. It didn't feel as much of a response to them. We felt a little more in control of the game. We were a lot more consistent. We started playing our volleyball rather than, like I said, just responding to them. But that, I think that's a hard thing to maintain with such a good offense on the other side. So, I think as they started to up our game, we kind of stayed the same. But I'm proud of how we kind of took control of the game in that second set.
Thank you.
Scott Hansen, you have our next question, so if you'd like to unmute yourself, you can do so now.
Yeah, Maya, congratulations on a great season. On that third set, it was 22-20, it was a clear net violation, as on TV. Could you tell as a player there was a net violation and it was not called? How hard is it to come back after that?
That sucks, and it's frustrating. It's really frustrating, but I mean, it's out of our control at that point, and it's hard that we didn't have a challenge for that. But you know, that's just kind of how the game goes. But I think it's hard to not get caught up on those things sometimes. And so it's a big moment. It sucks. There's not a lot of words for it, but yeah.
Thank you.
If there are any more questions for Ella Mae, you can use the raise hand function now. Our next question is from Larry Stone. So if you'd like to unmute yourself, you can ask your question now.
Yeah, hi, LMA. You guys had come from behind so often in this tournament. Was there a confidence and a sense that it was going to happen again, even when you fell down 2-1?
Absolutely. I think one thing that this tournament has shown us is that anything is possible, and to always to keep fighting. Yeah, I don't think we ever necessarily doubted ourselves. We just weren't playing the volleyball that we needed to play. And some, it's easier to kind of get that groove going whenever you already have a little bit of a groove. But with such a good offense on the other side, it's really hard whenever they're siding out at such a high percentage to get in that groove.
All right. Thank you, LMA, for your time tonight.
Thank you.
And thank you all for participating tonight. You can find the recording of this press conference in the NCAA Digital Media Hub at www.ncaa.veritone.com. Thank you again for joining us.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.